red-haired carny master jumped over the center ring's low bumper into the spotlight. Behind him trailed a naked baby Sticky on a long chrome chain fastened to a choke collar.
Huzzah! Huzzah! Welcome, Bulletville, to Gert Wolfram's world-famous carny! This afternoon, you will be treated to miracles and wonderments beyond compare. You will experience sights and sounds that you'll take with you to your graves. Bulletville, I give you the fearless flying Stickies!
8 male Stickies in a line crossed into the center ring. They were all naked except for broad, limp, brightly colored plastic collars that draped over their shoulders, chests, and backs. The mutants did 3 turns of the ring, high-stepping in unison, skinny arms pumping and genitalia flopping in unison. While they were strutting, roustabouts lowered a trapeze bar from the tent's peak. It didn't go very far, just enough to allow it to swing freely.
Dean, what is that?
Lulu pointed at the wheeled contraption being pushed forward from the wings by a half dozen roustabouts.
A cannon?
A what?
Like a giant long blaster. Shoots big slugs.
The smallest Sticky raced over to the muzzle and climbed down into it, feet first. The roustabouts used a hand wheel to crank up and aim the barrel at the tent's peak.
Should we do it? Should we blow the little muty bastard straight to hell? Yeah! All right! The people have spoken! Fire!
Lulu flinched. Out of the dense gray smoke shot the little Sticky, its spindly arms thrust forward. The pale living missile arced high in the air. When the mutant sucker fingers made contact with the trapeze bar, they locked on. It hung suspended, 75 feet above the center ring.
Hoopah! If one was fun, folks, how about 3?
As the trio of muties climbed one by one down the cannon barrel, packing themselves in on top of one another, the carny master baited the crowd.
I have to warn you, good people. This trick doesn't always come off exactly as planned. A little too much blaster powder, a bit of a breeze, too much humidity in the air. Those of you sitting in the front row should be ready to move quickly if it starts to rain Stickies.
Let the bastards fly!
Yeah!
All right then!
Lulu flinched again. Even though she knew it was coming, she couldn't help herself. To her amazement, the 3 mutants came out of the barrel in a living chain, the second and third Stickies having fastened their sucker hands onto the pair of ankles in front of them. It didn't look as though they were going to make it. But the lead Sticky stretched and stretched and somehow made contact with the feet of the little one hanging from the bar. Then all 4 of them swung from the trapeze, connected at the ankles.
Ooh, that was a close one! Shall we go for 4? Lower the sights!
The remaining naked Stickies scrambled down the still-smoking barrel as the roustabouts changed their aim to the legs of the lowest of the 4 suspended muties, some 50 feet above the center ring. Again the cannon boomed and jolted. Another living chain of bodies vomited from its muzzle and hurtled toward the tent's peak. The first Sticky missed the leg of its target by a good 5 feet.
Whoa! Serves the bastards right!
The 4-car runaway mutant train arced past the steel tent pole and, veering off to the right, crashed sideways into the far wall of the tent. Still stuck together by sucker and secretion, the Sticky quartet crashed in a heap on the ground. For a long moment, none of the mutants moved.
Yeah! Serves you right! You killed my uncle!
Then, one by one, they stirred, untangling and unscrewing themselves.
Aw, oh, that fucking sucks!